Welcome back to Pop Culture Failure, where we watch a garbage show from our youth and see how it holds up. I'm Sky.
I'm Jake.
And today, we are watching Ninja Turtles The Next Mutation, episode 15.
Yep, we have done this for 15 times.
Oh. What's today's episode name?
Sewer Crash.
Sewer Crash. And joining us today, we have a special guest, Alan Sells. Alan, what's up?
Hi, everybody. Hey, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for coming for this great, great episode of this great, great show.
Oh my God, it was so good.
Those are the exact words I would use to describe it. So before we dive in, Ellen, who's your favorite turtle?
Donatello with a bullet. Unfortunately, this episode did me and Donnie dirty, but I like the turtle that does machines. I usually side with the smart character, but he's also the innovative one, tends to be more empathetic, so.
And he looks good in purple.
It's a good thing your favorite one's not Venus, because she's not in this one.
She was passed out
on the
table.
She is for like 3 seconds, and I'm real glad I don't have to scream about her turtle boobies. So I'm good.
She was even face down.
So
you're
good.
Right.
Her turtle boobies and us screaming about them is probably the best thing that's come out of this.
Oh, trust me. I've got lots of things to scream about this episode. Just
Yay.
That's not one of them.
This time. Yeah, guys, this one wasn't great. I know we say that a lot, but...
We say it every time, and they just keep surprising us.
Well, it's like you think you've reached a pinnacle of bad. You think you've reached, like, a plateau that there is no way that they can descend from. And then it's just like, oops, a crevasse, and down you go.
We have any, like, I would have thought by this point we would have developed some sort of Stockholm Syndrome. Like, all right. But nope. It's just... Terrible.
I have it to an extent where I'm sympathizing with Venus, and I hated her the most going into this.
I guess that's...
But now she's my favorite character because she's the most competent in this show.
And she's kind of the audience insert of, hey, this shit's fucking weird.
That's true.
She is having a difficult time adjusting to these idiots while they're just screwing up everything in their lives.
Everything. Today I said to my dad, I gotta go podcast with Sky, and he asked me what the podcast is about. And I explained how terrible the show was. And he goes, why are you still doing this?
Because someone has to, and the internet loves you for it.
Yeah, that's basically what I told him.
It's a cautionary tale is what we're crafting.
Yep.
Oh, boy. So, Al, did you ever watch any of the show before today? Or is this the first time in 10 years or so?
I think it's the first time in 10 years or so. The thing is, like, this hit... Right as I was kind of phasing out of the Fox 10 age range. It's the same reason I didn't really watch In Space, Power Rangers In Space, is because, you know, oh, I'm too cool for that. I can't watch that. You know, I'm so cool. I can't do that. Although I do have a VHS, and I think it's still at my parents' house, of the Turtles Back in the Shell tour.
Oh, buddy.
That I wore the crap out of as a kid.
Oh,
Splinter Skipping Stones. Oh, yeah.
That's beautiful. Yeah, that Neil Diamond knockoff.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't think I've ever actually seen that VHS.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay, so now my goal is to find this because somebody has to have converted it, and I will send it to you.
Oh, excellent.
I expect something gorgeous. I'll come back for it if you'll have me.
Oh.
But, oh, it's going to be beautiful.
If you're putting in the work, you can absolutely come back, man.
The Oprah special is online. We watched that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Yes. And that is insane.
It's real bad. Like, none of the kids get the idea. It's like, why aren't you fighting?
The whole point, guys. And it just over your head, right?
Yeah. And then Dollar Store Splinter was going to knock up that dude's mom. It was a weird time.
Is that in the Oprah thing?
So weird.
A little bit. He comes in. He's like, "Your mom's hot" or something. And
like he's like straight up flirts with some ladies.
Dude, Splinter's gonna be your dad.
That would be your dream.
Did I say Splinter instead of Shredder?
Yeah.
Okay. I meant to say Shredder.
Oh.
Splinter would have been
slightly normal. Less your dream, but
yeah,
it's still probably not at the bottom of the list.
As you can tell, we don't really want to talk about this episode.
You say that sentence so often, it's lost all meaning. You know what loses meaning in this episode? What word is said too many times?
I have a note about that.
Excellent.
Alrighty. Well, what do you say? We've put it off long enough. So, we open up, and Donatello is blankly pounding a keyboard.
I'm super stoked in this episode because you get to watch him type with those big dumb turtle gloves more than ever. And he's really bad at it.
Yeah, well, like, his typing is better than it was in Secret of the Ooze, where he just kind of did, like, two or three keys at a time and he crossed over his hands a lot.
That's because no one had typed at that point on a computer.
That's fair.
It's just like slamming the mitts down onto this poor keyboard. It's just like... Bah, 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 bah.
And he's got like a screen from the 80s. There's just green text.
Yeah. Someone had to throw it away.
Can I share with you how disappointed I am that Donatello is in a chat room? Because if there is anything that a 90s kid knows, you do not go into chat rooms. And I took a screen cap of what that chat room says. It says, Hawkeye, WB Cyber. Little Lady, hi, Punky L. Jade, hugs, Punky L. Hugs. Ooh. Hugs.
I'm uncomfortable.
What?
Yeah.
First of all, you've done more work than either of us have ever done in preparation for this show or anything in our lives. And also, all of that turned me on just a teensy. Just like that dose of nostalgia sexy.
Yeah. And he's talking to some cyber babe.
He's also feet from his family. Is he going to jerk off right there with
his
family? It's
so creepy. It's like, dude, at least have the courtesy to take your porn and turn the computer away from your family.
Well, then his dick is pointing at them.
Oh, yeah. Which is worse, having your dick point to your family or having the porn itself staring at your family? It's just weird.
This is the sole reason why laptops and iPads were invented.
So you can do it quietly in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Like
God intended.
Like God intended.
What a stupid thing that was. Do you remember chat rooms where you could only do, like 120 characters at a time?
I don't know.
40 people are trying to say the same thing.
I never got too into chat room.
I was always scared away from them. I was always like, oh no, like if I even go into a chat room, some pedophile is going to magically know where I am and come and steal my body. Because I grew up in rural Alabama and that's how we believed the internet worked.
Ironically, it works more like that today than then.
Absolutely. Now you actually call strangers on the internet to come and pick you up in their cars.
Yeah. On purpose, even.
On purpose.
What if you'd been helping a guy jerk off and then you went to meet him and he was a giant turtle monster?
Well, I'm sure that is someone's very specific fetish, but...
There's a Tumblr about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, there's at least one pornography about it, starring actress April O'Neil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, look, I saw y'all talking about that porn parody, and I just got scared because I was like, okay... Is there turtle dong? Like, what's going on here?
I was the only one brave enough to watch it. It's mostly Casey Jones and April fucking. For, like, the turtles all have, like, silly pun names. I know Donatello is Dongatello. That's the only one I can remember.
Oh, my God.
And they all, like, dip for a minute. Then they fuck for, like, 20 minutes. Then the turtles come back, and they jerk off onto April. And when they jizz, it's the ooze.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's big, like, spray-painted green dildos, and remember I sent it to you and Furby, and you guys were too afraid to watch it?
Yes. I do remember it pretty distinctly.
I fast-forwarded through most of the real sex until the turtles jerked off onto it.
Gotta get to the money shot.
Yeah. So I highly recommend it. It's free. I found it really easily. It's silly as fuck.
Do you ever just, like, pause for a minute and see where your life has gone?
Uh-huh.
To be fair, this is a while ago. My life has taken an upswing.
Well, thank you, April O'Neil, I guess.
Thank you, Jake, for bringing that to everyone's attention.
Oh, boy. So we're like a minute in.
Yeah, we're like a minute in.
I like episodes where we have guests, because we're just bored with each other. So we're like, yeah, Queez sucks. Let's move this along.
So next thing that I have in my notes is that the computer starts to freak out and gives a bunch of binary code. Like, it starts flashing a bunch of binary code.
And I guess Donatello must be the one because he can read the binary. It happens a little bit later because everybody else passes out on the couch. Venus is face down on the coffee table.
It's funny that you should mention read binary. Because again, I'm an idiot and I was bored at work during my lunch. So I took a screen cap and went to a binary to text translator.
Is that right?
It is a bunch of wingdings. Like, it is gibberish garbage. I think they're out of the whole thing. There's a bunch of U's, a V, an O with an umlaut on the top, and then like a bunch of copyright signs, the paragraph thing. Like, it is a bunch of just gibberish garbage. And I was like, oh, I'm hoping that somebody's going to be clever and hide something. No.
Nah,
man.
You were the first person in the history of ever to do this for this show.
I am. And what's funny is I did this after I heard them use the word ninjalicious to describe sewer guppies and peanut butter. So at some point after I watched that scene, I said, you know what? Someone who wrote this is smart enough to do is hide a secret code in the binary. They didn't.
Nope. Yeah. You would have expected maybe they're like, well, I already have the text of the script on hand. Maybe I'll just copy that.
Exactly. Put it in a thing and it'd just be fun. Nah.
First of all, the script was probably not written on a computer at this point. It was probably typed in a typewriter. So they don't have a digital copy of it. Or if they do, it's on a goddamn disc like the size of a pizza box.
Well, we do see floppy disks in this episode.
Oh, do
so.
We?
Settling us very much in 1997. Yeah, Donatello falls asleep in front of his computer and the binary starts flashing. And then we start getting giant red text saying, your will is mine.
Will is mine.
And he starts humming. And apparently this is enough to hypnotize a turtle.
I mean, they're dumb.
Well, he's not supposed to be.
But the best part is the fact that he's wearing like a black ski mask.
Yep.
With his belt on that has the letter D. It's like, Donnie, who the hell is this supposed to fool? What are you doing, bro? Also, Leo sucks his thumb.
Yeah.
It's kind of adorable.
Yeah. And Michelangelo creepy, but adorable. Was doing a weird patting his shoulder thing. Like an offensive, a real offensive, mentally challenged thing.
Yeah.
Well.
I'm familiar. I've been watching the show too. But like, you don't think they'd put it up on the screen to show you.
Well,
okay, yeah, you're right. Donatello is hypnotized and he wanders out. He takes the Hummer and he goes to a jewelry store.
Which he parks the Hummer in front of in the daylight. It's spray painted like turtles.
Completely non-noticeable green painted Hummer with the vanity plate of turtle. And then a giant turtle monster walks into the store wearing, I'm going to guess, three masks because he's
three.
Got his eye mask
has
outside, a ski mask under that, and then probably another purple eye mask underneath that one.
Because if I remember right, you can see the tails of it coming out from under the black mask.
A little
so
bit.
He's wearing like three different masks. Donnie, what? Bro, no.
It's got to be so
the
hot
smart
in there.
One. And then he steals a bunch of costume jewelry.
Yeah, with bada boom. Bada boom.
Yeah, he doesn't bother. Like, he just smashes the cases open with his staff. He doesn't bother turning the alarms off.
Nope.
He gets better.
He does.
Does he?
Why are we doing this? Also, how in the fuck did he get hypnotized?
Did you
subliminal messages, bro.
Yeah,
subliminal messages.
Your will is mine. So his will was his.
Yeah, he does walk away saying, my will is yours, instead of what he read. But whatever. It's whatever. Whatever. It's fine.
Is it?
No.
Because you don't seem okay.
It's not. I'm very sad.
So, now, granted, I have listened to every episode, but I can't remember. Have you guys actually talked about the Netflix opening credits?
Not really.
I think Sky did briefly on the first episode, yeah. Like very briefly.
Okay, let's talk about it, because they some garbage. It's like weird electro synth house pop dubstep. Green screen, random children. Like, what is happening?
Well, they didn't like the original song, or at least Netflix didn't, so they spliced in their own music, which is fine. The original song, I cut together a little bit of it and use it for our theme song. It sucks. Mm-hmm. It's worse than this,
I
will tell you.
It's infinitely better than this.
I disagree.
It's it's got heart. It's got like, it feels like it's out of the 90s and it feels like it's connected to the Turtles. This is just like dubstep, 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 dubstep. Although I did write down a line.
Okay.
We're fantastic. Never panic. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here. Ninja Turtles next mutation. Yeah. That's a little presumptuous.
That could be said for the Turtles. It's, they give up real fast.
Yep.
And they run away real quick.
After I listened to our episode you put up for the week, the ninja turtle is stuck in my head for about 24 hours. So if that says anything about the original theme song.
Oh, it's terrible. If you guys, I'll paste the full song at the end of this episode.
Yeah. I need to listen to it all.
Cause it's real bad.
Even more of it will be stuck in my head.
There's not much more to it.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, the opening credits are weird. There's a lot of posing. And like the end shot there, I feel like the colors are inverted a little bit because Leonardo's mask is definitely yellow.
They are. It's really weird.
So, yeah, I guess they're setting you up to not expect anything from it. What lays beyond this is a wasteland.
Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
When we come back, though, we have a new establishing shot of New York. And then we cut to the lair where everybody's still passed out, and Donatello wanders back in. And then he notices that his computer is just spitting out more random gibberish. Did you screen cap all of the binary?
I didn't. Okay. I didn't because it made me sad. And my thing is, okay, Donnie, first time, I'll give it to you. First time, you're a computer dude, you're on the internet, you want to get your bone off, whatever. But when you look at your computer and it's freaking out again, dude, you do machines. It's literally in the song. You should look at this and go, that ain't right.
Yeah.
But no. He doesn't. Nah. Nah. No. Nah.
Instead, we cut over to Silver's lair with our henchmen in the multicolored zoot suits.
I love the zoot suits so much.
I honestly love them so much. I mean, it's horrible and I love it.
It's the best. They're so brightly colored.
And as we've mentioned before, it goes all the way down to their underpants.
Yeah. We don't see any underpants in this episode, I don't think.
No, nobody gets their pants cut off.
It's because there's very little fighting in this episode.
Yeah.
And what fighting there is garbage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But right away, we established that, it's Silver doing this. No more mystery for anyone. Apparently, Silver is good at computers, too.
Well, that's where my question comes in.
Because he's from the Sasquatch ghetto in the Himalayas, right?
Yeah, but he pulled himself up by his bootstraps. He learned, apparently the only thing
he
learned
went to computer school.
And
learned thievery.
But he seems scared of the computer like a grandmother for most of the episode.
But he
seemed to know enough to hypnotize someone from far away. Because
there is a book later.
Oh, yeah?
I know, actually, it's in this scene. If you look closely, on the computer tower is a book that says hypnosis for fun, and then the rest of it is just kind of garbage. Like, you can't read it because, you know, lo-fi. But he literally read a book about hypnosis, and this hypnosis was so specific that he could put it in a computer.
A computer he seems scared of and doesn't understand.
That he seems terrified of and can break because a floppy disk is in it.
Uh-huh. So, well, you know what? I would like to congratulate the set designer for being like, you know what? This is dumb. Here's a hypnosis book.
Yep. And I also love how it takes them 5 minutes to smell the word banana.
Yep.
This is
obviously
pre-Fergie.
He can't spell, but he's good at computer enough?
He can.
This is
code.
Obviously pre-Fergie who taught us all how to spell banana. But or no, that's Gwen Stefani, bad Alan. But this is obviously pre-Gwen Stefani. But it leads me to, you can't spell the word banana, but you can program a subliminal email to hypnotize someone.
Also, Donatello, why are you opening emails from strangers? I know you must be desperate for friends,
right?
But like, don't download attachments from strangers.
I'll tell
you
what
happened.
That's
the first thing you
learn. Some man posing as a little girl was like, I'm going to send you a picture of my vagina. He thought this email was from that man / little girl, but it turned out to be Silver's. It was not a dick pic. It was
Can
a
I
virus.
Choose to believe that he thought it was the girl in the gazelle costume from the rave episode?
You can choose
yes.
to believe whatever
I'm
you
I'm going
want.
To do that then.
Also, how does Silver's face have less articulation than the turtle's?
a question
we've
been asking.
Can we talk about
asking
that for a second?
Let's. It's just a regular mask. It doesn't have any motors in it, but it should be thin enough to glue to a dude's face that it could move when you'd think it'd move.
He's still my favorite character.
Honestly, out of this, I think he is my favorite. Actually, I think the goons are my favorite, and we'll get to why in a little bit. But also, and I said, I didn't say who, but somebody said boob. And yes. I put, heh, he said boob.
Yes. Oh, we didn't establish. He's trying to program a specific word into Donatello so he can just say it and not have to keep sending him the hypno email. And naturally, because of the overall monkey theme, they choose banana. Because subtlety is not anywhere near this show.
Nope.
Yeah, so they spend, like, far too long trying to spell banana.
It feels like 30 minutes.
I'm pretty sure it lasts the rest of the show.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually, they finally succeed.
Also, if you type the word banana into a computer, just a little gif of bananas will pop up, apparently.
Little dancing bananas.
And Donatello says, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and open this email, too.
So, here's another thing that this show... I think this show is, like, going to give me phobias. Let's talk about turtle teeth.
And how upsetting they are.
Yeah! How horribly upsetting they are.
There weren't any close-ups in this episode.
Yeah, go back a couple where Leonardo's flossing.
But, like, the way the lips articulate over the teeth is just so upsetting.
I don't even think this episode has the most upsetting, like, lip snarls in it. Sometimes half of the mechanics will work in their head, and, like, they'll just stroke out on one side of their mouth.
There's a lot of times where they're trying to make it look like the old Ninja Turtle action figures. So, like, the middle of their mouth will be closed, and then the sides are just gaping open.
Yeah, Raphael does that a lot.
And it's real off-putting.
Those, the clone turtles, the clone bot turtles, had, like, their lips were all sorts of just wiggly, because they were just shut off.
Yeah. But yeah, it's real gross.
And then my next note is pointless sparring is pointless.
Yeah, Raphael wanders over and is like, hey, we're supposed to spar. And then they just stand up and wave their weapons at each other.
Let's do that for an hour.
So close to the computer.
Like, Raphael, everybody is just standing around except for Michelangelo, who's making some horrible monstrosity of food. You know each other for a minimum 18 years. You waving your weapons at each other isn't going to impress the either, right?
Yeah, but Venus is near.
Yeah, but she's meditating and not looking at them.
Yeah, but they're idiots.
Okay,
They are idiots, and Raph is probably like, ooh, that girl see me spin my thigh. Didn't she let me get some food?
You didn't say it with the only New York accent in the show.
Oh, that's true. That's fair. Oh, God, the accent. Raph, now, and again, apologies to anyone that this offends, but Raph is my least favorite turtle.
I get it.
I genuinely have a passionate dislike for characters that are the jerk, quote unquote, because to me, that's not really a character. That's just somebody being a dick.
Yes.
So this Raph was actually a decent Raph in my book because he was very good at being a dick.
Yeah, there's that. He's also the only other character to get, like, lines in the episode.
Yeah,
because the rest of the turtles don't
We're well past the point where anyone talks. I think Michelangelo has like one more line.
Well, he's making like weird horrible food, and then it gets splattered, and then he laughs at it instead of being upset.
It looked like a squid got splattered. They went to an Asian market, got a squid, and threw it at some glass, and we're like, heh, there's our budget.
Well, they blew it all on bananas for this one.
Oh, God.
Bananas and a second computer for silver.
No, it's the same computer. They just move it from set to set.
Well, they had to rent that the rock climbing place again.
Yeah. The fun zone.
Donatello loses grip of his staff, and it bounces off, I don't know, like 20 walls and knocks over Michelangelo's food. And then he's like, maybe I do need to practice more. Or maybe it was Raph who's like, you do need practice. Jokes were somewhere in there, right?
Yeah, I think it was supposed to be funny, but it wasn't. Okay.
There's a whole bunch of I think that was supposed to be funny in this whole show.
Yeah, especially in this episode.
It is a recurring theme. So we cut back to the fun zone where Silver lives. I'm just going to start calling it.
I like that.
And the goons, like Silver's looking at all the jewels that Donatello's stolen for him. And he only has two people on staff today. And they're the two of them are just slamming the keyboard and fucking around. And this is from an era where that could actually hurt a computer, or at least I was led to believe by everybody, every adult who told me not to touch the computer.
they are precious idiots and they need to be protected. I want to get them juice boxes and blankets and just be like, shh, 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 just go sit down.
And mittens into their jackets all year round.
Yes.
But yeah, they're just slamming the keyboard and the screens are just flashing and there's just banana peels strewn about.
They're everywhere. It's like they went on a goddamn banana bender.
Well, I mean, I guess, and this is the part that confuses me. When I hear Silver, you know, again, coming into it, really only listening to you guys, I'm thinking, okay, he's supposed to be a silverback gorilla. But then I remember you all being like,
to make.
He's a Sasquatch. So are they forgetting that he's a Sasquatch and saying he's a gorilla that eats a lot of bananas?
Absolutely.
And his song later, he calls himself a monkey, so...
Oh my god, I hate that song. That song caused me physical pain.
Yeah, there's a lot happening here. Also, I stopped paying attention for a little while because I was trying to look up the voice actor for Silver. It's the same gentleman who does the voice of Optimus Primal.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so he just kind of has a monkey thing.
Oh my god.
I can see the light in your eyes just come on.
Yeah, oh my god.
So, and then Sky told me that and I asked, well, do you think he's actually in that costume? And Sky doesn't think so. But it still sounds like he recorded his lines through a mask.
That's true. It does. It sounds very muffled.
Yeah, I want to say they wouldn't do that, but I honestly, with this show, yeah, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't put it past them.
Who knows?
Do you guys, whenever I watch Netflix or really when I watch anything, I read what I watch. Do you guys watch with the subtitles on?
Not the first time through. When we go through it when we're
doing this
the podcast, we have the subtitles on.
My favorite is that anytime anyone is using a computer, the sound effect is twittering.
Is it?
When the computer is like booting or doing anything, it's twittering.
Nice. I would recommend, if you're going to watch the show, everybody, I would recommend turning the sound off and reading the subtitles because then you don't have the onslaught of extra sound effects.
Also, the subtitles sometimes are just wrong.
Yes, yeah. They are very wrong. But this show has the worst abuse, and I wasn't going to bring it up until later, but the worst abuse of sound effects ever.
This isn't even the worst episode for it.
Oh, I imagine.
It was that Queez episode.
Yeah.
Where I was like, it was just fucking nonstop. Silver's asking his goons a rhetorical question because he's trying to figure out
he's not happening. This time he's not. He is just asking a rhetorical question, but that's what sophisticated people do. I'm kind of siding with the goons here because the goons are like, then why ask the question?
There are just banana peels everywhere.
God,
it's
just
he wanders
awful.
Over and he looks at his computer and the screen is still just going nuts. And he's like, what did you idiots do? And then he says that he'd fire them if he paid them, but he doesn't pay them apparently. They're just doing this for funsies.
Again, points to the goons for putting up with his shit.
That's true.
He also calls them knuckleheads, which anytime someone calls someone a knucklehead, it makes me laugh.
Apparently, the goons had put in a single floppy disk that must have been completely coded viruses or something, because it fucks up the whole computer.
And when they eject the floppy disk, the computer burps and then makes the awooga horn.
Yep. Because reasons. I do kind of wish that my computer had done that. It's also kind of overkill. I don't know.
When I was a kid, my dad had back when we had DOS. My dad had our computer program to whenever you would do something and it would like it would supposed to give you the error, bing, the ding, like you've done that too many times or you can't do that.
Sure.
Instead, our computer would go, I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
That's glorious.
It seems much more beautiful. Upsetting back then.
Oh, yeah. Especially because, you know, I was young and my dad was like, here, I want to let you watch this movie. And really, my first horror movie was 2001 A Space Odyssey. And so then whenever I'm using the computer and HAL 9000's voice comes out, I'm like, ah, oh, God, why?
Maybe he was trying to keep you away from chat rooms.
Yes, he was protecting me.
Seems like it worked.
Well played, Alan's dad. So Silver gets the computer working again, that he sends Donatello an email of spinning bananas.
How come every time we cut back to Donatello, he's asleep?
I don't know.
It's, like, troubling.
Okay, I think I have a theory. This is kind of a headcanon, but I think... So, the way hypnosis is actually supposed to work, again, bear with me, is that you are acting unconsciously while you're supposed to be in sleep.
Okay.
So, when he is hypnotized and he's doing all of this stuff, he's not sleeping. So he is constantly tired because whenever he goes to sleep and he thinks he's asleep, that's why he sees all this crap as dreams. He's actually doing all the hypnosis-y stuff, so he's not getting any sleep.
That makes sense.
And it's real weird that they included something so correct in this episode.
Right?
So that actually, I don't know, I don't have words. I didn't expect anything to be correct.
You've upset Sky.
I'm sorry.
You need to go home. I gotta stay here.
Hey, I'm already home.
But yeah, so Donatello gets the spinning bananas, and I guess he just needs to see one.
Yeah, because sometimes
hear the word banana, or yeah, say it himself.
Yep.
Or think it.
Pretty much.
I don't know, but it activates.
All of those things are correct.
But not all at the same time.
And not consistently.
Ref and Michelangelo are sparring, and they didn't notice robot Donatello stand up and collect some effects and leave. But we do get a gratuitous shot of Michelangelo's crotch as Raphael.
It's
as
just
Raphael.
Full taint.
Why?
I don't
know. Why do we need to see Michelangelo's taint?
So we know that it's there?
I'm just uncomfortable.
Yeah. But so we hang on that shot for a little bit too long. And then
yeah, long enough for us to go, hey, there's a taint.
Oh, no.
There's a taint. No.
Donatello just collects his stuff, moves to a different chair, and falls asleep again.
Right.
But then suddenly wakes up when it's morning?
And him waking up is terrifying.
Yes,
it's
it is.
So close.
Yeah, it's a super way too close up. And then you can see that the eyes aren't the same amount of open, and it's just...
It's a nightmare?
Yeah,
but
it is.
Here's the question I have. He wakes up saying, must obey. Was he dreaming of bananas? How did the hypnotic suggestion get activated?
Well, I think it was it left over from last night? Because he woke up,
maybe?
Or it was active, he picked up the stuff, and then he went to sleep?
Maybe.
He went into sleep mode.
Maybe Silver's message was like, go take a nap until it's time to rob this bank.
It must have been.
That's feasible.
It makes
we can do
sense
this, guys. We
anything
can
else.
Headcanon this to make sense. I believe in us. I believe we
there.
Have that power.
But he wakes up. Sort of for real. He's still programmed, clearly, because he's mumbling. He walks past Michelangelo, who is
a goddamn bowl full of chicken feet.
Yeah, he has a pre-breakfast snack, which consists entirely of uncooked chicken feet.
It's so many chicken feet.
I know people eat chicken feet.
It is a delicacy down here in the South.
Do you eat them raw?
No. They are pickled, they are fried, they are grilled, I have never partaken of chicken feet, personally.
That's fair.
But there are many ways to prepare them. That was a bucket of, like, I went out to my parents' chicken house and cut the feet off the birds and threw them into a bowl.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He did dress it up with
it
a little bit
disturbing.
Of lettuce.
It is disturbing.
He does care about plating, apparently.
He does. Apparently, you know, he's doing this for Iron Chef Sewer. And so, you know, plating is 20 points, and those 20 points are important. So, you know, he's not going to cook them, so we might as well make it look good.
Usually we get, like, a weird description of things Michelangelo eats, but he's eaten several things in this episode, and we haven't.
Yeah.
He hasn't
starting
told
with
us.
Sewer guppies, that weird sandwich, that even weirder sandwich, and then the chicken feet. And no lines.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this is the
aside
last thing
from,
he says.
Donnie's acting mega bizarro.
Of course, because nobody believes anybody. Raphael just kind of dismisses it and goes back to bed.
But luckily he was sleeping on the couch next to Donatello because no one has a bedroom or a bed. They just sleep next to each other in piles.
Wherever they fall. You know, like a frat house. You'd think they'd give the girl her own room.
To menstruate in?
I guess. I don't know that a turtle girl does. But again, she's a mutant, so I don't know that she doesn't.
Well, here's the thing. She has mammary glands. If she has mammary glands, it is not too far of a logical leap to assume that she has female reproductive organs.
We don't know that she has mammary glands. We know that she has lumps where there should be mammary glands.
Oh, that's right, because wasn't it Other Jake's theory that the eggs were there?
Yes. This show.
So Donnie goes to rob people again.
He does.
But more carefully this time.
Well, sort of. He still drives the Hummer. The fire-throwing Hummer.
He still drives the Hummer.
Yeah, I guess that's
he
true.
Still is wearing his bloody bandolier that has a D on it.
Yeah, but he's wearing one mask less.
He is.
He sprays, like, whiteout on the camera this time, but he doesn't take the time to deactivate the lasers. Also, there's no lasers in any security system that are optical lasers. They're all, like, infrared, so you specifically can't see them, Fox.
Exactly. This is not entrapment, although, not gonna lie, that is one of my favorite, like, random garbage movies is Entrapment and her, like, blowing the powder to see the lasers. Yeah. I want to give major props to this actor, though, for doing so many back handsprings in this costume.
Yeah, the suit actors tried real hard to make this a good show. I mean, it's not their fault that it sucks. They're doing their best, and I appreciate it. Eventually, Donatello does get to the other end, and this time he's got a plunger and a pizza cutter. He doesn't actually plunge the plunger into the glass of this jewelry thingy, so you can see it wobbly as he's moving the cutter around, but it's enough to cut through the glass in a perfect circle, like you'd expect it to.
Because the pizza cutter's made of diamonds?
That's what I said!
Yeah, because I bitched aloud how this is stupid. And also, he just bashed in the other cases. Why does he care now?
That's the biggest problem.
And here's my other thing. So he's hypnotized into, like, being all evil and shit. Mm-hmm. Why is he still saying, certified turtified?
I don't know.
Specific turtle oscillation. Like, dude, you're not, like, you were a zombie 5 seconds ago, and now all of a sudden you're like, oh no, I'm still turtle. Yeah,
it's because his radness can't be contained.
Oh, and we're at the I'm a rich monkey. Oh, I let my Netflix play a little too long. I should have paused it, but ugh. Yeah.
Donatello just wanders back into Silver's hideout and hucks a bag of jewels at his face. And Silver sings a little bit about being a rich monkey.
I really like Donatello's dance during it.
It's mostly shoulders.
I love the goons. They hook arms and go around in circles. But no, in all seriousness, I got secondhand embarrassed for Silver because Jesus Christ.
Well, I mean, he spent all that Beast Wars money. He's got to do something.
Although, I would wear teal goon suit. I like that color.
It's not bad, honestly.
That yellow shirt's a
good
yellow
from a man
suit.
That owns a red suit, Sky, you need one in every primary color.
Don't think I haven't thought about it, my friend.
There's no room left
in
the house.
You need to be all the Power Rangers. You need to be all of them.
I do have a pink one and a red one. And I've got many blue suits, but those are, like, real suits.
Sky owns 150 suits, and I don't own one pair of dress shoes.
You've had to borrow mine for job interviews.
Oh, buddy. And see, here's the thing. I didn't really, until I started, I work for a university. And so that's when I got a lot of my grown-up clothes. But if I had my way, I would be wearing, I'm wearing a Ninja Turtles t-shirt right now that says, Noms, we love them. And cargo shorts and flops. Give me that all day, every day.
That's fair. No, I would wear a suit all the time if I, given the opportunity.
Go for
Finding
it.
Finding one to fit my body is ridiculous, though.
Well, it's because you're like 10 feet tall.
Yeah, I am kind of huge. I'm like 6'7".
That's too tall.
This Jake is, what, you're like 5'6"?
I'm like 5.5 feet tall. Let's just spend the next 45 minutes talking about how tall people we know are.
I'm 5'11".
You're doing a great job at it.
I have a very non-threatening demeanor, so people always forget how tall I am until I'm standing next to them.
That is true.
I'm the same way. But anyways, they take 5 minutes for Donatello to say, yes, I can crack a high-tech electronic alarm system for no damn reason. This episode could be 5 minutes long if they just took out the garbage.
It's only 20 minutes long to begin with.
Yeah.
So they were stretching everything they could for this stupid thing. They made up a bunch of words for a security system, and they're just like, can you do this?
They never even attempt to use a real word for science. And
I also just noticed that the D on Donatello's thing kind of looks like the Assassin's Creed symbol.
Does it?
It doesn't really look like a D.
Thing?
Yeah. Because at least from like a certain angle, when I was looking at it, I was like, that don't look like no D. Okay.
Well, it does sit cockeyed on his belt.
It does.
The D does definitely look better depending on the angle.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Jacob.
You're welcome.
Shoot from below. But I also love how happy all the bad guys get when he says certified turtle-fied. They just get so happy.
Isn't it so hard to say because it almost rhymes, but it doesn't?
Not at all. And it's garbage.
You wouldn't think they'd take pleasure in hearing that because last time they heard it, they probably got punched in their faces.
Maybe these are new
That's
boomers.
What I'm saying.
The others are dead.
Oh my God. Guys, their hats are made out of, like, reptile skin. Like, look at their hats. The next time it's close up, they're shiny.
Huh.
See?
It all links up. I just assumed that they look like straw, because that'd be cheaper. I do love that they have flowers in their lapels, though.
I do, too. Like I said, the goons are the best part of this.
They certainly have the most personality, in that they have personalities.
And then Donatello gets into a fight with Fight. And calls them Goombas.
He does.
One of the goons pulls out a banana, which triggers Donatello. I also vaguely remember the, like, a gun cocking sound when he pulled out the banana.
Yeah, you're right.
I do too.
And then he fights the goons, but he doesn't use the staff he's holding in his hands.
He just nudges them with his shell.
Yeah. Just bash them in the brain with the metal pole, dude.
It looks like he booty bumps them. Just booty bump, booty bump.
I guess that is his style. Fighting-wise, Donatello has been the worst turtle in this show.
It pains I love Donatello, me to agree.
You say that like the other turtles are the pinnacle of awesomeness.
Well, I mean, sometimes they're okay, but most of the time they're not. But yeah, Donatello is fighting those dudes, and then Silver just says the word again. I don't know why the other two goons didn't think to do that.
They're dumb.
Or hold up a banana like you were holding already.
They're dumb.
Okay, that's fair.
They're dumb.
I retract my complaint. And then we cut back to the lair where Donatello is just there again, passed out on the couch.
And I love that in the background of this whole thing, Michelangelo is trying to spatula the squid that apparently exploded on the window now.
Yeah.
Like, and just looks like a giant booger.
You would have thought that Splinter would have come out from his train car to be like, hey, stop being dicks or something.
He obviously...
I'm a little disappointed Splinter is not in this episode.
Yeah, he doesn't make a single appearance. I mean, Venus is barely in it. They, for all we know, that was just the suit set down on the coffee table.
I mean, I don't think Leonardo's in it anymore either. He's barely in it.
He only had that one line.
But Splinter clearly yelled it at Michelangelo to clean this up. Because if you look around, they haven't cleaned anything else up. Why just this? So that must be the window to Splinter's room. And he didn't want shit on it.
Although I do love that, like, two down is a broken window.
Yeah.
Right, we're down to tell
us. But, you know, that squid stuff, that was... That was the straw that broke the rat's back.
Well, he has some standards, apparently.
The broken window is probably from those beers he drank last time. He got too drunk and yelled at one of the kids and threw something.
Yeah, too many beers. He's like, I can throw this shuriken. I can throw it into this apple. Watch.
That's where Venus is.
I'm so good, you guys. I'm so good. So
I'm good. A ninja master. I can do it.
I can do it, and you watch me.
That's my drunk voice.
What if I get really drunk right now? I'll try and get really drunk before the episode ends, and I'll do it.
I believe you.
Just go shotgun some beer and then come back.
Alan, I know we're
we'll just sing a few little songs.
I can and will do that.
I'm singing a little song to entertain the viewers or listeners while you go do that.
Sky, am I allowed to get a beer?
Yeah, if you want.
No, I'll just finish this. I'll get drunk later.
Okay.
Okay.
You do you, man. So Raphael comes over and he starts yelling at, what's-his-face, Donatello.
There's only five of them.
Yeah, you'd think I'd be able to keep them straight, but I can't.
Can I also say that I hate Donatello's mask a lot?
Because it's like a diaper wrapped around his head?
It's a diaper. He got a diapy on his head.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Why, like, he got a diapy on his head?
He's got the little thin strip below his eyes, and then, like, because it's not connected. There's not eye holes. It's just, like, a blank space.
A strip.
Which wouldn't stay put unless you glued it to your face, which may have happened. But
maybe,
you know, whatever. It's fine. It looks terrible, though. But most of the stuff does, so whatever. But Raphael noticed that he took the Hummer out, and he's like, you better not be hanging with Queez. So we've got a little bit of continuity in this one.
Yeah.
And then Michelangelo finds a banana and triggers Donatello.
Because of course he does.
Uh-huh.
Of course he does.
So Donatello jumps up and yells green time and has flashes of the goons when they were fighting.
And we see that Michelangelo has picked up that found banana to put on his sandwich, where he has not unpeeled, I guess just peeled, unpeeling is putting the peel back on. He has not peeled the bananas. They're just in between bread.
Yeah.
It's three bananas, lettuce, and bread.
Delicious. He also eats odor eaters and shit, so.
I guess that's true. Also, that sandwich is healthier than anything I've eaten today, so.
Here's the thing. So banana sandwiches are actually quite delicious. You put a little peanut butter on there. You actually peel the damn thing. I like to put a little mayonnaise, but again, I'm Southern, so it gives a tang that cuts through the peanut butter, but it's delicious. But yeah, no. Why? Why lettuce? What is... His mask is nice. I can say that.
Yeah, it's kind of like Donatello's in that it wraps around his head in a weird way and goes into the crack in between the mask, like the actual turtle head. But there is like the open part on the top of his head, so it looks like an eye mask instead of just a diaper. I don't know. But Donatello passes out again, because of course he does.
It's very worrisome.
It's like he developed narcolepsy and nobody gives a shit.
that's the thing too that that bugs me. Y'all have they have been brothers for the longest time. When one of them acts funny, you'd think they just go, "Hey, why you acting weird?"
Yeah, or like, "Hey, we know people who know magic who hate us. Maybe there's something wrong, or maybe we know a guy who's hunting us. Maybe he found a way to poison us." But nah, they just ignore it, except for Raphael, who is mostly just angry that Donatello's doing his lone wolf thing, I think.
I think he's upset that Donatello gets to ride in the car and he doesn't.
That's also probably very true.
But Donatello loads up a bunch of stuff into the Hummer, or the Hummy, as they called it in this show.
Oh my God. Did I say it on the podcast what this thing's actually called?
I don't think you did.
It's called the Mutant Marauder. That's what if you find the toy, it's what it's called on the box. It's the Mutant Marauder. Not mentioned once in the show.
No, because it's dumb, and they needed something to put on the box.
Yeah, but someone was avoiding work at work, so he was looking up toys.
But
that's fair.
Donatello loaded up a bunch of crap, including a surfboard. And why is he robbing this place in the morning? Well, my friends.
But it's revealed very quickly.
Yeah, he has rigged up a Mission Impossible terrible knockoff using that surfboard. He lowers himself in from the roof somehow. And he, luckily, the controls to the security system are in that room also, where he can deactivate everything? Question mark?
Also, he's got those sweet turtle gloves.
Yep, because he doesn't want his fingerprints to be noticed. They're too big to be a humans. There's only 5 of you. Also, they don't know that you exist. But whatever, it's fine. What is he stealing, you might ask?
A giant diamond banana.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, guys, banana. Banana.
Because monkeys or something.
This shit is...
Or...
Bananas.
Or bananas. Okay.
This is where you get to really see him pretend to type, too. Just an over-the-shoulder...
Yep, he's trying so hard.
This was the point I may have been on my phone looking up who Optimus Primal was.
It was because I said, "Sky, pay attention. Everyone's entering hilariously."
Yeah, and I looked up and saw the,
And it's just like, you said, Jake, all the tension just dies because 5 seconds later, in walks Raph. What the hell are you doing?
Yep.
And then 5 seconds after that, in walks Bloody Silver.
Silver's entrance.
Never accompanied him on a job before. Why would it be this one? Plot contrivance, I guess.
This part where Donatello he shuts the system down with these jumper cables, and then he scoots himself over to the jewel banana, and there's the cord stretching and stretching as if maybe it will come undone and he will get caught, as if there was some sort of tension. But it never like pans out. It never pays off.
Nope.
Did you
The only payoff is he shocks Raph's finger, which hurts somehow, and is supposed to be tense enough to lead to a commercial break.
Their cliffhanging commercial break deals are not great. It's just time, not really any lead up.
Yeah, so Raph wanders in just from off stage left.
Look at these guys come in though.
Yeah,
I love it.
Like, he just wanders in, and then Donatello's like, "Hey, isn't this banana awesome?" and triggers himself. And then he's like, "What the hell is happening? Why am I here?" Silver and two goons wander in, and Raphael is understandably confused because nothing has made sense, really. But then somebody says banana, and Donatello clamps Raphael's finger with the jumper cable, which hurts enough to the point where the two goons run over and take down Raphael a little bit. Act break.
But don't worry, if you thought there were going to be consequences, they're not.
Nope.
What are you talking about? Silver has that banana now.
Yeah, the banana, haven't established the value of, by the way. Also, it looks super fake.
It looks so light.
It's very clearly spray painted. So Raphael takes out his scythe, which are blunt, and cuts Donatello's rope. So the surfboard hits the ground, and then the alarm goes off because reasons. I think the thing came undone.
And yeah, I think that's...
Everybody just leaves, and everybody gets away without a problem. And Donatello makes it back to the lair before Raphael. Well, I guess they came together. Maybe he got to the car first. So Raph had to walk. That's why he's extra mad.
Yeah, I guess that.
That makes more sense.
He does do that sweet entrance slide down the,
where you, ladder. You hold either side of a rail or of a ladder, just kick your feet on the other side and slide down like a fireman, but with a ladder.
Yeah.
That's pretty boss.
That is pretty cool. We should get a ladder.
We should get a ladder. We only have like 6 stairs, though.
Yeah, and I can't handle it.
Raphael is understandably upset. He wandered home, or he had to walk home, and Donatello's just passed on the couch. And he says to himself, it's time to twist and shout. That is, that's your,
is
that's
he going
to
give him like a green nurple?
He don't have nipples though. He's got protection with the shell there.
Well, then what the twist and what?
Maybe.
What does any of this mean?
Maybe it's time to shake it up, baby. And twist and shout?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Although, can we talk about the candied banana for a second? Because it has tape on it?
Yeah. Raphael and Donatello are arguing a little bit because Donatello doesn't remember. And then Raphael's like, you robbed a jewelry store! But he doesn't know. And then Michelangelo walks by with a candied banana, which has... Yeah, there's some tape on there.
Straight up. And it looks like that kind of duct tape that has, like, the fun designs on it.
Yeah. And a bunch of, like, gushers taped or stuck in it. And Donatello is triggered a little bit again by the banana.
Yep.
And he sees Silver holding a jeweled banana. And then we get our scene wipe, which is a banana.
Would you say that Donatello has BTSD, banana traumatic syndrome?
That was so close.
Damn it.
Yes, I will
say
that.
You were so close to something
beautiful.
Because
you struggled so hard. Yes, I would say that.
Is this why we can't have a Patreon? Damn it.
Also, banana is starting to lose its meaning for me.
I know. I'm going to go eat an orange when this is over. It'll be the second orange I've ever eaten.
Fight off the scurvy. So we do cut back to Silver. Mm-hmm. And he's angry.
Because reasons.
And stuff.
Even though he got what he wanted.
Yeah. And he still has a turtle under his control.
So, like, the weird part about this to me is this scene probably takes... It feels like an eternity. Nothing happens. Like, one of the goon kind of does something smart, and I was proud for him for a second, but that's it.
Well, apparently Silver does know the turtles' names. He's upset because Raph is sort of onto him, but he doesn't really know anything, and he's the least capable of them, except for maybe Michelangelo. But he's not the puzzle piece together guy. I guess none of them are in this show. Either way.
Why not just email Donatello and be like, hey, while the other turtles are asleep, murder them, and then there you go.
Or make them watch this too.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, lure them over to your computer with promises of porn, and then hypnotize them.
Silver's mad, and then one of the goons says, why don't you use the computer to lay a trap for Raphael? Which is kind of what we were saying, but not at all, because instead of, like, hypnotizing Raphael, it's making him come to the fun zone.
Yeah.
I also like...
But, like I said, goon does a smart. Love that goon. Good job, dude.
I also like that he just says the sentence, why don't you use the computer, which is how my mom assumes I do everything.
Yep.
You could just use the computer.
Is, I think if you are over 50, that is just, why don't you use the computer,
yeah.
Mom? What?
To be fair, that is kind of how we do things.
Yeah, it is, but I don't like being
Although,
told.
Silver, I for the first time in this episode, I do relate to Silver because he shakes the monitor and says, computer, please. And I think there are points in all of our lives where we're Silver and we just want our computers to not be fucking stupid.
Yeah, before this podcast started, mine decided that it needed to update. So I was like, oh, fuck, we got to meet Alan. This thing's not working.
You kept very calm. I did not know that till right now. I don't know. I was eating that sandwich, though, so I was real calm.
Whenever I need you to be calm, I just hand you a juice box or a sandwich.
Yeah, it works.
So... We cut back to the lair, or the garage, I guess, and Raphael's working on his motorcycle and is approached by Donatello.
He's probably putting the muffler back on it.
It does keep falling off, though he's working on the front end, so it's probably a tire.
He doesn't know where a muffler goes. He's a turtle.
And Donatello's like, hey, I'm sorry about earlier. I want you to come with me. We can take down Silver, other stuff.
And what's interesting is this is actually not a garbage plan.
Yeah.
Like, this is decent... Is he under control right now? Or is he like, oh, I've realized that I have been hypnotized. This is how we can get him.
Yeah. And to be fair, I lost count of how many times banana was said and how many times Raph was there for it. So there's no way to know for real. But also, like, if you want to kill Raphael, just have Donatello do it right then.
Right?
Yep. Hey, Donatello, you have this giant metal pipe. Shove it into his eye.
Right. Just smash him in the face or something. He wasn't expecting, and then he's like, I have this doodad. It's like a little camera thingy. He's like, we're going to use it to collect evidence on this monkey man. It's like, he's got a lot of stolen jewelry in the fun zone. Just collecting evidence wouldn't be that hard.
Nope.
I get it. You're a monster and you can't go to the police station, but.
This is why they need April O'Neil.
They need somebody. Like, someone, one human on the team.
Yeah, they need just one person, like, an outsider to just be like, hey, guys, let's take a step back for a second.
We need someone who can go outside.
And then we get the kind of the final act of this episode.
But there
enter
only,
the dragon.
But there's less than
which
3 minutes left.
Is just so damn cringy. Like, this whole last 3 minutes is just like, why? Why do you have to make a joke for 40 minutes about what side of your face looks best? You're a fucking Sasquatch monster.
Yep. Nothing is said with, like, 4,000 words.
Also, yep. did you notice the lights coming on are the same lights that come on when the cars turn on?
Yeah.
I just noticed that.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, you know, you got the shot already.
We already got one light bulb turned
on. And it was dark in there, so they got to flip on the lights somehow. You can't just turn them on.
I love that during this fight sequence, if you pay attention to the guy in the mustard and the other one, they're just hugging the whole time.
Yeah. Apparently.
Like, they're just hug, 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 hug.
The rest of the Zoot Suit Riot did show up for this fight.
They did, and I love them all.
Yeah. Donatello reveals that he was hypnotized all along, and he's led Raphael into a trap, and then the goons start fighting him, but not, like, all at once, like you should in this situation. They wait and do one at a time, and then Raphael, like, throws banana peels at them, and they fall down,
and
because
throws,
this is sort of a cartoon.
And he throws someone into a chair, because it's not a fight in this show if someone doesn't use a chair in a fight.
And Donatello just hangs back. And Silver doesn't say, hey, hit him with that pipe you're holding. Just a lot of dudes getting swung around.
And then we get into, here's my ultimate headcanon. So in the last literal minute of this episode, I think the word banana is said 150 million times.
Conservatively.
And so what I think happens is it literally loses its meaning for Donatello. So that's what breaks the hypnotic trigger.
I like that. But also, as they're leaving, Raphael says, let's go before they say it again.
That's true.
I don't know. I just expected Donatello to just have an aneurysm and collapse into a heap. But instead, he just kind of does this circly dancey
just
thing.
Just blood spilling out of his eyes and wherever ears are on a turtle.
And here's the part that kills me. That's the end of the episode. That's it. The end. It's over. It doesn't, like, there's no denouement. There's no resolution. Nothing. It's the bad guy going, these turtles drive me bananas, throwing a banana, and cut to the end, guys.
Yep, he gets to keep all that stuff that Donatello stole for him.
What?
So, again, be mad all you want. Silver is still the most effective villain we have so far.
So far.
He always accomplishes this goal.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it just ends abruptly. Donatello does come to and sticks a banana in Silver's mouth before they jet, presumably to stop him from talking, even though there's at least 7 other dudes who could have said banana.
There's also bananas everywhere. If he looked in the wrong direction, it would have set him back off. Is Raph going to run home and be like, Michelangelo, eat all the goddamn bananas right now. We can never have any banana splits around here.
No more bananas ever. You can never think about bananas. You can't say that word. Call them yellow phallic fruit.
So, Alan, what would you say is the most terrific part of this show?
Oh, I hate this
It's
question.
Over.
I never expect a real answer, and I never get one.
Is there a real answer?
My real answer is that Silver, despite being a complete idiot, had some moments of, hey, that might actually work.
It's true. Using Donatello to lure the turtle in was a good idea. Very poorly executed, but a good idea.
Very poorly executed.
Also, I'm impressed that he was able to code a hypnosis message.
I'm going to go with bowl of chicken feet.
That was very Michelangelo. You are correct.
Yes.
He's my favorite.
But yeah, so what's your overall impression of this show?
Oh, like, no, Sky, you don't get away that easily. What was your most turtlerific part?
It doesn't usually get turned around on me.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I liked that Raphael wanted to go help his brother, but not enough to ask the other turtles to help them as well.
That's fair.
What's your general impression of the show, and would you watch more?
I believe that this show is a blight upon mankind. And I don't think I will watch anymore.
It's a good call.
I will
lucky.
Leave that duty to you, gentlemen. Godspeed. God bless. You are doing the Lord's work so that I can laugh at your pain. But I will have you know, during the course of our conversation, I found the out of their shell tour.
That's amazing. And is it the full thing?
Uh-huh.
Is this available?
All 1 hour, 33 minutes, and 17 seconds.
That's so long.
That is so long.
Available on YouTube, and I'll send you the link.
Awesome.
Because I love you both
so much. Well, yay. Thank you for that. I guess we'll have to do that at the end of this.
What do you mean? Oh, at the end of the podcast.
Yeah, at the end of the season. Oh, boy. So look forward to that, guys. We'll be watching the Out of Their Shells tour. That'll probably be a much longer episode, given that it's like an hour and a half.
We might have to break that one up.
How many songs are in that? Too many?
I am glad you asked. I had a track listing pulled up just a moment ago. Give me just a second.
I know I've read this entire Wikipedia, but it's been a while.
I know you have as well.
The track lists are Coming Out of Our Shells, performed by Raphael.
Of course.
Sing About It, Tubin, Skipping Stones, Pizza Power, Walk Straight, No Treaties, Cowabunga, April's Ballad, Count on Us.
That doesn't sound like it should be an hour and a half.
I'll tell you what, no little boy in the early 90s wanted to listen to April's Ballad.
Oh, also, tracks not included on the soundtrack, but we will get to hear because it's a part of the tour. I Hate Music, performed by Shredder, and Follow Your Heart.
Ooh. Oh, God. Did you see that Shredder costume on Oprah? It was...
Yes.
It was horrific.
It's so bad.
Like, the one on this show is better than that one. And that was when the Turtles were in their prime.
Mm-hmm.
They literally don't even have shells, Sky.
I am aware. So I remember watching it and seeing a jean jacket and thinking...
The bar is set low.
What's happening?
Are all their guts just, like, exposed under that jean jacket?
I guess so.
Yes.
I don't know how turtles work at all.
I'm more concerned about their eye masks, which are horrifying because it looks like just giant goggles. It's real scary, guys. Yeah. I'm gonna send you a picture.
Oh, please do.
Yep, look at that monstrosity. Look at it. They have turtle freckles.
Yeah, I never understood the liver spots thing.
I don't know. It worked.
Oh my God! What a terrifying photograph.
And they have bondage, like, leather X's across their chests.
Yes, they do. So many studs. What the fuck, guys?
They look like lizards that are trying to sell us beer.
No, they look like they're gonna fucking murder us. Make our skin into lampshades or something. That is...
And I love that they each have a hoodie in their collar wrapped around their waist.
Well, it was the 90s.
Tied off.
I like that they're holding a sewer lid that says L.A. instead of New York.
Well, yeah, I got nothing. That's fucked up. What? Why?
Well, we gotta watch it to find out, don't we?
Yes, and I will be happy to be back.
Perfect.
Well, Pizza Hut, what have you done to us?
Given us joy and horror.
Yeah, that sounds like you, you typical GM, you. You monster.
I don't understand your nerd lingo.
You do.
Yeah, I know, but shut up.
Speaking of which, Alan, that kind of brings us to the end of the show. I didn't do it at the top, so why don't you tell us where everybody can find you? I bet we have quite a bit of crossover with our podcasts, but go ahead and do it anyway.
A little bit. You can find me. I am the game master for Pokemon World Tour United. So if you want to come and hear a grown man make a whole bunch of fun Pokemon voices, please come listen.
You do them spectacularly.
I'm also Pokemon
well,
in clothes. Thank you. I also am on the Cool Kids table where I frequently GM, not always, but I'm kind of the pretty consistent GM there too. I'm on Hard Reboot where me, Buddy Matt, and other Jake reboot public domain properties as well. So check us out. It's a lot of fun. We do a lot of cool stuff. So yeah, that's pretty much. And you can find me on Twitter at @Alan_Sells.
Right. Alan's one of the people who followed me. Thank you.
Yep.
You're welcome. You are welcome.
Thank you very much for being here, everybody.
I had a blast.
It was great having you here. I'm sorry that we made you watch the show, but I'm glad you came on to do it.
I'm not sorry. If I have to sit through it, I'm glad someone else does too.
I had a blast.
You can follow the show at Failed Pop Culture with no E at the end because that was too many characters on Twitter. You can email the show at popculturefailure@gmail.com. You can follow me at Sandwich Surplus.
I'm Midwest Love Affair.
It's hard to spell, so it's in the show description.
Yeah.
Thank you next time, or thank you very much. And what are we watching next time? What's the name of the show?
Power Rangers, Ninja Turtles, Next Mutation. I don't know what I'm saying.
Did you have a beer when I wasn't looking?
I don't know. I forgot what show we were watching. the next one's called Goin' Ape.
Goin' Ape. I wonder if Silver will be in that one.
I don't know, because the picture's of Simon Bonesteel.
Oh.
Simon Bonesteel.
And that's the show. Oh.
All right. Well, again, thank you very much for being here, Alan.
Yeah, this is fun.
Thank you guys so much for having me.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody else, for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.
All right.
We did it again.